Charles Ponzi was hardly the first con artist ever to fleece a mark for a dollar, and he was certainly not the last. In the Internet age, grifters have shown notable technical savvy. Whether it's a generous offer to include you in a Nigerian raw materials bonanza, or the chance to buy a priceless Chippendale chest for just $9.95, there are plentiful ways in the digital world to separate a fool from his money. Susan Grant keeps a close eye on how latter-day Ponzi's reach out to con someone. She's director of the National Fraud Information Center and Internet Fraud Watch, and she joins us here in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So the Internet seems to be a fertile hunting ground for con artists. Is that
yes.
a fair reputation?
Internet fraud is a booming business, that's for sure.
What are the most prevalent types of fraud on the Internet?
Well, more than half of the complaints that we receive are about online auction transactions. That's not surprising when you consider the huge volume of online auction transactions every day. So even a small minority of crooks using that as a way to scam people can account for lots of complaints.
And how do those usually go down? What are the elements?
Well, usually somebody sees something, they think it's great. Maybe it's something that they collect, like an antique. Maybe it's even a car, and they end up being the high bidder. They pay the seller, and they either get nothing in return, or what they get is nothing like what they were promised.
In one of your reports, you break Internet fraud down by the age of victims. Are online con artists targeting a particular age group?
It tends to skew younger than telemarketing fraud, which seems to hit older people who are home to get those phone calls. It's mostly people for Internet fraud in their 20s, 30s, or 40s, but we are seeing a gradual increase in victims age 60 or older, and that makes sense when you think of the fact that we're all getting older and that more and more older people are going online.
Tell us about some of the other scams that you run into a lot.
Well, one of the biggest scams that we see is phishing. And those are those emails that you get from somebody pretending to be your bank or your internet service provider, or in some cases, even a government agency, asking you to confirm some personal information for some reason. They claim that the computers are down or there was a problem with the system or that they want to check because they think that you might be a victim of fraud, and they want to confirm your account number or other personal information. These are identity thieves that are pretending to be these legitimate entities in order to steal your personal information and use it for various purposes. And since we added that category to our fraud database in December of 2003, it's become the fourth most common internet fraud that we hear about, and it also happens by telephone.
Are state, federal, and international law enforcement agencies keeping up with the pace of internet fraud?
It's really difficult for law enforcement agencies to keep up with internet fraud. For one thing, there are so many complaints, and another thing is that it's hard to investigate because these con artists can cover their tracks so well. They use dummy internet addresses and email addresses so that they're not really where they pretend to be. And in many cases, they're in other countries, making it even more difficult to go after them.
Susan Grant is director of the National Fraud Information Center and Internet Fraud Watch here in Washington, D.C. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks for inviting me.